The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance or on how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path and so much more. Whatever your financial goals, Nathan has the strategies to get you there. And now here's your host, Nathan P. Ross.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. It's now the new year of 2022. And boy, I think a lot of people are glad to see 2021 go, but I don't know. I kind of liked some of the ups and downs with the proposed tax legislation. I think it was good that more and more Americans understand how legislation gets baked, I guess you might call it. It's a nasty process we have in our country. And if you, I don't know that I've ever seen anything in my life. I've been practicing as a CPA for, 36 years, I think, lost track. And I've never seen anything in terms of the disorganization, the trial balloons that got floated on assorted provisions. And, I don't know if we'll still see, or I say we, if the current legislation, what's been referred to as the Reconciliation Act, the Build Back Better Act, I think is somewhat wishful thinking to use those terms. But that said, that's what it's referred to by the administration. And, they've taken such polarizing positions that they can't get even their own Democratic caucus to agree. And, as you, I'm sure, are aware, the Democrats have a majority in Congress, even though it's a very slim majority, and they need literally every Democratic vote. I think they've got a 3-vote cushion in the House, and, of course, in the Senate, they've got one, if you count the vice president's vote, which you should, because that will be the tiebreaker. But they can agree. Thankfully, there's at least a few senators that take issue with the large amount of spending, and then, of course, what we're spending it on, I guess, would be the other issue that seems to trouble many. But in any event, I want to remind you that on this show, at least, we discuss how to enhance or accelerate your wealth creation based on using the tax code to optimally invest your wealth. And most of our clients, I think most of our listeners, are folks that are, I guess if I had to draw a circle around the sweet spot, or in their 50s, maybe mid-50s to late 50s, and they are getting closer to retirement, and like so many others, they haven't really put a pencil to what they're going to need to make it for a long, long time, at least hopefully. And, if you look at the current life expectancies, they're going up significantly. The IRS uses life expectancy tables that show a male living to 85, 86 years old, females 87, 88. And, while it's wonderful, I suppose, if you're in great health, and you can have the financial wherewithal to continue your existing lifestyle. And, of course, we're getting new drugs and, hormone genome therapies. I don't understand them. Probably calling them the wrong name. That theoretically will extend our lives hugely. And yet, those therapies don't come with the added cash flow that's needed to eliminate your longevity risk of having, running out of money. And I know I've seen survey after survey after survey of folks that are headed into retirement, and the number one issue for them is, will I have enough money, or will I outlive my money? And it's a scary thought. And, you know, this is from people that may have $1 million or more in retirement. And you think about, well, isn't that adequate? Well, it may or may not be. There's some big unknowns. And, you know, if your money is in a retirement plan, for instance, it's effectively not yet been taxed, then your $1 million, $1.5 million isn't worth $1 million or $1.5 million. It's worth less, and in most cases, significantly less. And so then you start running the numbers with what's left after the government takes their piece, and you very quickly realize, you know, we got a problem here. And so those are typically the types of folks we're working with. There are solutions. There are certain asset classes that will make you or give you the ability to make massive catch-up strides in terms of getting additional funds that would be there to take care of you in your golden years. And, you know, we like assets that have cash flow, and especially consistent long-term cash flow, not necessarily the asset types that are subject to the market whims that might or might not afford us the money we need to live on. In any event, I want to also point out that we, BeAPlanner.com, BeAPlanner, MP Ross, MP Ross CPAs, and any other website or affiliate that you may hear us on, we do not become your CPA or your legal counsel or your real estate advisors just because you listen to our show or find those websites. And, you know, we will consult with you, perhaps, if you'll give us enough information to understand your facts and circumstances. But we're always going to suggest you're probably working with somebody now on the tax consulting front, legal front, etc. Please run any strategy you hear on this show past your current legal advisors, and let's make sure, one, that it's correct and up-to-date information, which this is a live show. So as of January the 1st, 2022, what you hear discussed on this show will, at least as far as we know, be current law, current rules, et cetera. Now, that said, you know, again, on what you hear on any show, reading any book, et cetera, run that by your own advisors that already know your facts and circumstances and might understand that the general rule may be correct, but in your specific case, it may not be. I'm going to pivot now for a moment, and let's talk about how you would be able to have our expertise in your life. The first thing we like to do is get you to complete a intake form that gives us specific answers to specific questions. That's on our website at beaplanner.com, BEAPLANNER.com. We're coming up to the end of the first segment. If you have questions, you can call in to 281-558-5738, or you can shoot me a text to 713-782-1900. We'll be right back to the Be A Planner Show.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV.
Your smartphone is now your radio. All you need is a KSEV app. And with one click, you're listening to KSEV. Anytime, anywhere. No static, no boundaries. Go to the Android Marketplace or the iPhone App Store. Search KSEV. Select the KSEV app. It's free and it only takes a couple of minutes. Listen to KSEV. It's easy with the KSEV app. More details at KSEVradio.com.
KSEV and its advertisers want to thank you, the listeners, for all your continued support. Without you supporting our advertisers, there would not be a Voice of Texas. We stand behind our clients, and if you're looking to boost and grow your business, join the great team at KSEV and its loyal audience by calling a member of our sales staff at 281-588-4800. That's 281-588-4800. KSEV, loyal listeners and dependable advertisers, are the Voice of Texas.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going nowhere was an exit overdue.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross. And what an appropriate song here as we begin to start the new year. And, you know, I can't tell you the number of folks that connect with us that are really frustrated with the current options for investing. And most of them have heard of the REP option, which is real estate private partnerships, but it's kind of a fuzzy area. They don't fully understand you know, who qualifies to invest, how much money you need to invest, how to deal with the reporting, well, how to deal with the selection criteria. That's the biggest thing that I see right now that's really amiss with regard to your options. And you know, you hear right here on this radio show, you've got several of the local Houston area platforms, which, by the way, are some of the better national platforms. That said, each one of them has a different view. They've got a different on-ramp. They may have a different exit ramp. But the problem is, you know, these are old-school membership-style platforms, and you're going to leak a lot of money along the way because of the style and the structures of the transactions. And I'm not specifically mentioning this about any one of those platforms. What I'm telling you is the market has changed. And I know I joined one of the leading platforms 20 years ago, and it is a Houston-based organization. And, you know, they've got options for investing that have good safety, you know, tripwires, et cetera, to help keep the passive investors' money protected. On the other hand, they advise you to do things with your retirement funds, as an example, that's just absolutely insane in terms of giving away 30 to 40% of your net worth to the IRS before you start investing when you don't need to. And I'm going to challenge you, if you're interested in getting into the real estate private placement investment class, which I think is one of the best, take your time, hit the pause button, as Joe Manchin would say, the senator from West Virginia, and let's find out, let's explore together in your case whether it makes sense to either, one, rip the Band-Aid off and pay your taxes on all that money so you can free it up and control it and put it into these partnerships, versus maybe using a more optimal scenario where we are able to use your retirement money. Even the money you have now in your big company 401k account can be redeployed into a vehicle that you can control. You can control your money, invest it in real estate, and theoretically either retire or do whatever makes you happy. I'll use the Marvin Zindler expression. What would you do tomorrow when you get up, or actually I guess it would be in 2 days, when you get up on Monday, What would you do with your time if you knew you didn't have to work because you've got adequate passive cash flows being generated? And so, you know, the issue for you as a prospective investor is you've got all these options. You don't understand where the soft spots are and the disasters when someone tells you, for instance, to rip the Band-Aid off your 401. It's unconventional thinking, et cetera, but boy, is it exciting. No, there's nothing exciting about paying 30 or 40% of your net worth to the IRS, and these folks know it. It's just, it's not low-hanging. That's the low-hanging fruit, is to tell you, just pay the tax. You're going to make so much money. You're going to be able to retire in 2.5 years. I hear that all the time on one of the shows. That is an absolute farce if, in fact, you don't have at least $1 million and you don't, you know, you define retirement as something $60,000 or less after tax. I don't know that I've got one client that defines retirement at anywhere near a lower level as $60,000 after tax. But you probably wouldn't be disappointed if I told you that if you had $300,000 or $400,000 or $200,000 or $300,000, depending on how you define retirement, because we will ask you that. We want to know what's the amount of money you have to start with and what's the amount of money you need to live each year through retirement. We're going to show you mathematically. We're not going to beat our chest and blow hard on the radio or on a podcast about we can do this, we can do that. No, you can do it if you understand the math and you understand what it's going to take. But I'm just here to tell you that based on what these transactions yield, which are more than most alternative ways of investing, even then, if you've got $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $700,000, and you're normal, meaning you want at least $100,000 to $150,000 a year to live after tax, you are not retiring in 2.5 or even 5 years. I'll say it again, you will not be retiring that quickly. And it's a simple prospect of the math involved, which we'll show you, and good luck as well as the math. You know, we're counting on the market to help us in these properties that we invest in as multifamily, you know, apartment investors. And so just understand that, again, each of your options has some value to someone along the way. It may or may not be you. It depends on your specific facts and circumstances. And then once you get into these membership-based platforms, you get options put in front of you to invest in, and they're not identical across the board. As much as these membership platforms, old school, think of them as travel agents. If you backed up, you know, 15 years, it'd be the same as a travel agent in the travel business. By the way, when's the last time you bought a ticket from a travel agent? Right. So, you know, the membership style investor platform, its days are numbered. It's like everything else these days. You can locate, you can do your research, you can invest online, and yes, it's the wild, wild west. I fully stipulate to that, and that's why you want someone working with you that's analyzed hundreds, if not thousands, of these transactions over the last 20 years to where I will help you understand what you're signing up for on this transaction, regardless of what the last five you may have looked at has done. I'm going to show you on this transaction, this is what the legal documents reflect, and this is what you're signing up for. And you need to be aware in the cases where you're investing with third parties, you know, your capital is being diluted. That would not diluted, that's D-I-L-U-T-E-D. It's being made smaller with each deal you invest in. And I understand that there's some structures that are better and worse than others. I will, trust me, do I understand that fact. I'll show you, and I'll tell you that when you hear, well, you know, our syndicators or our sponsors, they're the good guys, they don't take all the fees. Well, that may be true, but they're still taking an override or what we call a promote in this business. And it varies as to the amount. So your capital is being diluted right out of the gate, which it's a trade-off. You're not going to find a scenario where your capital will not be diluted at all, because you're trading the ability to invest in an apartment transaction, for instance, or an office building or a medical facility or, you know, strip center, commercial real estate, et cetera. And you're going to let someone else get out of bed every morning to go run that investment. You're not going to have to. You're not going to deal with the tenants. You're not going to deal with the repairs that are necessary. You're not going to deal with having to find, this is a big one, having to find the debt to acquire that property. You're not going to have to guarantee the debt. And so there's a trade-off for that, though. And the trade-off is you're going to be handed some of your money to somebody you don't know necessarily, but you have an ability to vet them. And you're going to say, hey, we understand you're going to get part of our money because you're going to run this transaction. But the difference between getting a rational amount and some of the things we're seeing in today's market is just it's horrific. I mean, there's just no better word. And you won't, unless you have looked at these documents many times, you understand what the other options are. And I think that's the thing that no one of my clients looks at transactions with the frequency that we do. We're looking at these transactions daily. We see transactions that are going on in California and Indiana, of course, Texas. And you don't understand what your other options are. You don't understand what are syndicators elsewhere in the country doing. You know, is Texas and Houston and Dallas, are they the only ones that have the foxes trying to raid your hen house? No, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure, based on what I see every day, it's a problem that afflicts the entire country. On the other hand, are there still some syndicators that understand it's we instead of me and are not taking money off the top on day zero, as I call it? You bet. And so not to belabor too much on this point, but, you know, tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Central Time, we've got what's now our second show that focuses exclusively on syndications, commercial real estate. We go into the math of how we analyze these transactions, what you should look for. We're not going to turn you into experts, but hopefully we put a little alarm out there so that when you see some of the fees and some of the clever provisions in these agreements, a little, you know, bell will go off or a red light will flash and say, wait a minute, this smells funny. And then we'll help you analyze those. There's absolutely every reason to understand the opportunity and embrace it, because there's nowhere else that you can generate 10 to 30% per year, compounded in most cases, in investments that are generally much safer than the stock market or an oil and gas well. We could go down the list. And, you know, the good thing about apartments is that, you know, people need a place to live. There's organizations like the National Apartment Association, the Texas Apartment Association, the Houston Apartment Association, where they're tracking the statistics on the average, you know, rental rates, the average expense loads. They're, you know, it's a known quantity. And so, you know, that becomes very helpful when you're trying to decide how to invest. In any event, we've got another break coming up here, but for those that have a question or two, feel free to call me at 281-558-5738 or shoot me a text, 713-782-1900, or email me, nathan@npross.com. We'll be right back to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BePlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BePlanner.com. Or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
You're driving down the road and suddenly your check engine light comes on. Your mind immediately begins to race. Is this serious? What does this mean? Am I about to break down? Who can I trust to repair this properly without being taken advantage of? Hi, this is Rona from Skeeter's Auto Service, home of the Texas Car Doctor Radio Show, where old-fashioned, unparalleled customer service meets the latest in technology. We're not going to overcharge you or sell you what you don't need. We're not going to keep your car for days on end, and we will always try to give you options that fit your budget. My dad always taught us, do the right thing for the right reasons, work hard, and success will always follow. We pride ourselves in doing just that each and every day at Skeeter's Auto Service. Check us out at skeetersauto.com, like us on Facebook, or give us a call at 281-469-1152.
Universal Propane Grill and Light is where all the grill masters shop for top-tier quality products to barbecue or cook a great piece of meat. Owner Bob Fulton always emphasizes to me the importance of selling a great quality product, whether it's a new grill or one of the many outdoor kitchen accessories. Don't be fooled by buying products online. I assure you, you're not getting what you're paying for. Stop by Universal Propane Grill and Light and allow Bob Fulton to explain and inform you on true quality products. With the huge showroom floor at Universal Propane Grill and Light, you're able to get a hands-on education. Universal Propane Grill and Light stands behind their products. No knockoffs that will corrode, break down, and fall apart after a few uses. Shop where all the grill masters go. Universal Propane Grill and Light, 9106 FM 1960 West, just west of 249. Give Bob a call today at 281-894-8878 or visit their website, gasgrillwarehouse.com. Universal Propane Grill and Light.
Dr. David Mobley is on call.
The purpose of the show is take your calls and chat with you about your health care.
The Houston Methodist Health Hour.
And I want you to join me, talk about your health issues or somebody that you care about, something you've heard, something you've read, something you're curious about. I may or may not have an answer, but I'll give it the best shot that I can.
The Houston Methodist Health Hour, Monday and Tuesday afternoons at 1 on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross. That's Josh Stone and Robbie Williams, the very well-known angel song. And I'm going to suggest that we all have some angels. And here in the retirement space, if you live in the great state of Texas, I'm getting ready to tell you about your angel, your unfair advantage that you have with respect to investing your funds in well, we would suggest real estate, but the reality is you can invest in whatever you want once you undertake this legal strategy. But in any event, well, I mentioned that we have a lot of clients that come to us and they're in their 50s, and they tell me, well, you know, the bulk of our family's net worth is in my 401k at the office. And this would be either spouse, and in fact, both spouses. Typically, that's where the family's net worth is, and that's because we've all been conditioned for most of our baby boomer years to invest, save, etc., in the traditional 401k plan. And I know the 401k plans get a lot of bad raps from people on this station that are the real estate gurus, and I'm going to tell you, it's like most other things they say, about half of it's true. And unfortunately, you haven't been involved in these groups to know which half is hot air and hype, and which part's true. I have. I've been a member of the biggest one for, I was a member there 18 years. I understand the reality. I was in the room on many of the transactions they talk about. I consulted extensively on retirement strategies. I understand what your options are to use your money to invest in real estate. And moreover, most of them understand it's just the legalities of being able to do it present a few impediments that delay you buying a membership for a short period, okay? So their goal, because they're membership salesmen at base, go look at what their backgrounds are on most of the local platforms. They all came out of, you know, a membership sales background. That's what they know. God bless them. You know, they're excellent. They're unbelievable salespeople, and they'll have your membership in your hands before you know it if you don't pay attention and understand that, you know, that's old school. You can still do it. We'll still work with you. It's not going to cost you any less. May help you, in fact, depends on where you're coming from. And so I suggest that not only do we consult about tax strategy and retirement strategy, hey, I've got a lot of experience with these real estate investor and mentor programs, both personally and across several hundred or more clients that are current members. And most of our clients come and go on the membership. You know, there's reasons they're a member at one point, and then maybe they lay out for a few years, and then they come back. And I can help you understand why you might do that, or why you might simply work with syndicators that don't require a membership fee. I've identified them. I know who some are that are good. And, you know, when you get right down to it, you're going to find that most of the membership platforms are lacking in terms of any real value to you as an investor if you're simply trying to catch up on your retirement savings. Now, if you're wanting to join a platform so that you personally can syndicate or to lead a transaction, hey, absolutely go join the platforms, because you talk about having a group of ravenous investors at your fingertips, that's a reason to invest. It's not because you're passive and you want to generate massive amounts of retirement funds to live for the next 30 years. That can be done totally outside these platforms. There's no reason to pay the fee, and I'm going to question you when you do, well, why did you do it? And I can tell you there are some good reasons, but I'm not sure they rise to the level of well, they're not mandatory anymore. They were a few years ago, or you wouldn't be able to participate in quality transactions. But now there's transactions that are several notches above the best platform. You know, let's just call them the major leagues. Whereas most of the platforms you hear on this air, they're good people in most cases, many cases, salt of the earth type people running some of those transactions, but it's the mom and pops. It's the AAA level of baseball, or AA as the case may be. And there's a lot of fine baseball that gets played at the AAA level, but it's not the major leagues when it comes to accountability and the financial reporting, the follow-up, the fact that when you put your money into these transactions in the minor leagues, you know, at times there's not a whole lot of communication on the financial results, the financial reporting. The lead partners will not typically provide you with a copy of certain documents like a tax return, full tax return, not just a K-1. And, you know, for those of you that aren't tax people, I understand you might question, well, why would you need it? Well, you know, there's a little thing. You know, Ronald Reagan was famous for saying a few things, and I liked one of his expressions when it came to the Russians, trust but verify. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care which platform you're investing with, human beings are human beings. And being that, there's always the chance that maybe they don't, not because they're being nefarious or they're trying to, you know, take money that's not theirs. I want to be very clear. There's a little thing called making mistakes that all of us make from time to time. And you would just assume that if someone's leading a transaction that they understand everything there is to know about partnership accounting, tax reporting, et cetera. And you would be so far from the truth that things can happen over the life of a partnership, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, et cetera, where taken individually, they may be a small thing, but taken together, it's a big difference in the amount of money that you're going to get out of that transaction. And especially in today's market, where fees have crept into the mix, upfront fees, where concepts in terms of how you make distributions, either a return of capital versus a return on capital. These are concepts that if you start investing today, you're working with someone like us that understands these intimately, we're going to get you, we're going to sharpen your blade so that you understand these things, and then you'll begin to realize, okay, there's certain syndicators and certain projects I just need to avoid because the way they style their transaction reduces my throughput by literally half. I mean, that's very common with some of these transactions. So anyway, but back to the concept of you being able to use your current retirement funds, I would tell you that that it's the single most aha moment, if you want to talk about aha moments, is when you find out that you can use your 401 money or IRA money redeployed. You can control it. You can invest it. You become the trustee, if you will. You control the bank account. You decide who, when, where, and how much to write those checks for. And that includes, for those of you that think a 401 is only something you pay, I hear that on the radio almost daily here on this station from other, quote, gurus. And all I can tell you is that's a travel agent. Just think travel agent. Every time you hear that, it's not someone that understands how to use the tax code and understands that there's no requirement that you pay the 401. There is absolutely the option for the 401 to pay you. And you can also pay the 401. Funny how much money my clients will contribute, the people that qualify to the 401. This year, the maximum was $64,500. That was able to be contributed for somebody age 50 or over, and all 64.5 of that could end up in a Roth the next day. And you're thinking, wait a minute, I thought there were income limits. Not with the Roth 401 that's part of every 401 trust that we help our clients execute. And again, the membership salesman, the travel agent, they don't understand that. It's like, how in the world can you pay the same amount of tax that you're telling, or that I'm telling you to pay, and at the end of the day, you end up with a structure that you'll never pay tax again on? Try ripping the Band-Aid off and paying the IRS so that you can invest your money like they suggest. Now you've got a date with the IRS every 5, 6, 7, 8 years when that partnership sells that property. And don't fall for the story that, oh, you can 1031, which is a tax-free exchange, 1031, and then die. I just heard that again on the show that was on before ours today. That may be the case with certain ways of holding real estate. If you're going to go buy the property yourself, okay, that's a strategy. There are some rules associated, though, with that strategy where it's not quite as simple as they make it sound, but okay, let's just assume you comport with all the rules and you're able to do that. I will tell you there's not 2% of the people that join that organization as investors that are able to invest in a manner that would allow that. It's not going to be you if you want to be passive in a multifamily transaction. Very rarely are you able to pull that strategy off. So in any event, but when we come back, we're going to have one last segment. I'm going to get into the details a bit on how you, living in the great state of Texas, being married, happily so, I would add, can utilize those funds now to change your future. And with the beginning of the new year, I would strongly urge you to consider the beginning of your new investment paradigm to where you're going to generate significant returns to get you caught up on your retirement. Okay, I hear the music. We're going to break. We'll be right back with the Be a Planner show with Nathan Ross, CPA, here in a few minutes.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV.
The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV.
Dan Patrick for my friend Louis Flory and Ability Tree Experts.
Beautiful and healthy trees increase your property value, but sick, ugly trees will decrease the value of your home. That's why I recommend you call Ability Tree Experts at 281-441-4179. They're the experts. Caring for the beautiful and valuable trees on your property that you can replace should be done by experts. And the experts I use, it's very clear. It's Ability Tree Experts and Louis Flory, my friend for over 30 years. Gosh, this guy is the pro when it comes to taking care of trees. Well-fed and pruned tree will be less susceptible to wind damage and uprooting. You know, pruning is important for the health of your trees and allows the sun and fresh air into the canopy. Trees can be in distress several months without showing any signs. So don't wait to protect your investment. Call Louis Flory now at 281-441-4179, 281-441-4179, or visit their website at abilitytrees.com. Right now, receive a deep root feeding with every tree pruned. That's Ability Tree Experts. Ability Tree, Houston's leading tree care professional.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, and we were just getting ready to discuss in more detail how you too can invest your current retirement funds, be it a 401k with a company, be it a 403b, maybe you're a school teacher, administrator, a lot of the school districts use the 403b, or perhaps you're working in the public sector with cities or police departments, et cetera, and you've got a 457. All the above, as well as others, simple IRAs, KEO, SEPs, you know, most plans can be repartitioned or moved into the self-directed 401 trust vehicle. The marketing term that you may have heard is solo K. However, you won't see that term in the Internal Revenue Code, as you will see trust created pursuant to Section 401. But the 401 trust, just so you can quickly understand, is a special tool in the sense that it is exempt from paying some of the other taxes that your IRAs will pay. Even a Roth IRA, if you invest your Roth IRA in leveraged real estate, directly or indirectly, like the real estate private partnerships that we have or that we see, you're going to pay a round of tax inside that IRA. That IRA is going to write a check, even the Roth. And that surprises many people to learn that that's, in fact, the tax treatment for those investments. So, you know, and the ability for you to take your money out of the big company plan, it's a legal maneuver. Think of it similar to what a post-nup, post-nuptial agreement. You've probably heard of prenup. Some people have not heard of a post-nup, but it's something you do after you're married. You and your spouse, at least in the great state of Texas, the way our community property rules work, you're able to repartition one spouse's retirement assets over to the other one. And then at that point, you can either take the money out free of any penalty. You still have to pay your tax, of course. Or you can roll that money into a vehicle such as the 401 trust, provided you otherwise qualify. There are some qualifications, and we'll discuss that with you once we can get your data to see how it might fit you. But bottom line is, I know there's very few attorneys that you know understand how to use the legal maneuver, I'm going to call it, because there does have to be a judicial decree that mandates that partition, and that means at that point that there's really no other decision maker, the current plan administrator, the employer, they're totally outside the concept of who makes that decision. So in any event, you know, if you live in the great state of Texas, you're happily married, and you're wondering where would you get the money to invest in these private syndications, this is how you would do it. Now, I'm going to warn you, if you join some of the other platforms or some of the platforms, the investor platforms, including the local ones, don't expect them to understand this strategy, okay? They may understand that you can do a post-nup, but they don't understand anything past the point that they're going to suggest you should go ahead and write a check. I've heard this many times, hard to believe. Educated professionals will tell someone that, okay, we've got your money available now. You know, you might as well just go ahead and take it out instead of investing in this other vehicle because you're not going to get any of the benefits of the deductions, et cetera. And I guess I'm going to ask you, when you're paying zero tax, because that's what these 401 trusts pay now. We're talking leaving 30%. Every time you exit a transaction, you're not going to pay the gains or throughout the transaction. I'm going to say that again. The 401 trust will not pay tax during the course of the investment or when you exit the investment. A 401 trust will only pay tax when you take money out, and only then it pays the tax on the piece you're taking, not the entire amount in the account. And you know, again, it's unbelievable. It's insane to think that an attorney that does this for a living might tell you, first of all, they have no business telling you anything about taxes as far as I'm concerned, except, hey, go check with the CPA or tax strategist that understands how these rules work, because otherwise you'll make a tragic, tragic mistake of liquidating 25 to 30% typically of your family's net worth, and now it's gone. It's in the IRS's coffers. And I'm going to ask you, the last time I checked, I don't know, maybe it's changed. Maybe these other professionals are aware of something I'm not. But the last time I checked, the rate of return that the IRS will pay you when you send that money to them is still nada. It's zero. You're never going to see a dollar of return off of that. You know, call it, if you got $350,000 involved, that's a $100,000 check. If that same $100,000 was invested in real estate private partnerships like my clients invest in, you want to know what that turns into in 30 years? And you're going to say, Nathan, there's no way. I'm going to tell you, over 30 years going forward, if you simply kept that money, separated it from your other investment capital, just to see what it would turn into, and you can confirm this, go get your cheap $4 Walmart calculator, as I've said many, many times, and multiply $100,000 times 1.2. We use a 20% rate of compounded rate of return. We'll use whatever you want us to use. In fact, you can try it. Try it at 10%. Multiply it by 1.1 times 1.1, or in our case, I know the number, so I'm going to use 1.2. Multiply that result 30 times. Look at your calculator. You probably should be sitting down because you're going to fall out of your chair already. And you're going to see that that creates $24,500,000. So the next time one of your gurus or one of your membership salesmen or travel agents suggests to you that you should just write that check, you know, we do the unconventional thing. Well, you know what? I would agree with that. It's very unconventional for most people to win the lottery and not know that they won. And yet that's what you're going to be doing. If you write that check, or if you don't write it, you're going to win the lottery, because over the next 30 years, an extra $24 million or more is going to come into your account, provided you keep the money invested, of course, in these types of assets. But in the travel agent's case, or the self-made millionaire case, you're never going to know you would have won the lottery, because these folks don't understand the tax rules. Or if they do understand them, which I think they do, in fact, I've had one-on-one conversations with most of these folks explaining it, there seems to be a hesitation because it seems cloudy to them. They don't understand Code Section 514C9, as an example, even though it's been provided to them, I'll say, because I did it. to explain this exception to the rule and why it's so beneficial to their members. And for people that purportedly claim to try to help you create more financial freedom in your life, first of all, they're taking your freedom away significantly by telling you that you don't need the $24.5 million. I think everybody within the sound of my voice would raise their hand if I ask you, would you like to make an extra $24.5 million in the next 30 years? Pretty sure we'd get a unanimous show of hands. And so again, for someone that's purportedly helping you achieve financial freedom, doesn't quite add up. And it's like I said before, many of the stories you hear on these radio programs, they're half right. The problem is you don't know which half. So just assume that, it's not everybody that does any of what's being talked about. I would tell you it's very few people that retire in 2.5 years, and it's only because they already have the money effectively. It's just not deployed correctly. But even then, you've still got to go full cycle, as we call it, on these investments to where you achieve the rates of return that we're talking about, because you have to understand you're getting a small rate of return each year from the fact that your rents or the rents of the partnership collects are, exceed the expenses. That will be a, 5 to maybe 8, 9, 10% at the highest. We'd refer to that as a cash on cash return. And then you're going to refinance at some point, generally throughout that first 3-4 years. So you're going to get back 50 to maybe 100% of your original capital. And then you're going to hold the property another 2 or 3 years and sell it or exit the property, as we call it. And that's when you're going to get the balance. So what I'm suggesting is when you take all that money, add it up over the course of that investment, divide it by the amount of money that you put in, you're looking at somewhere in a 2.0 or doubling of your equity, maybe 3 times, depending on, again, the circumstances. And so that's how you achieve these returns that you hear bannered about on the radio programs. It's a full cycle. It's not the first 2 years you invest. That's why you can't retire in 2.5 years. I mean, it's simple math. If you're getting a 20% compounded rate of return, which nobody from the same platform that's telling you you're going to retire in 2.5 years will guarantee you that. But if you double your money, if you're earning 20% compounded, that means your money doubles every 3.6 years. It's the rule of 72. Divide the rate of return into the number 72. So bottom line is, if you're starting with $300,000, you're going to have $600,000 in 4 years, not 2.5. And again, if you consider a 20% average, that's average. That's not the 5 to 10% you're going to make each year. You can't get there from here. It's just not mathematically possible. So I'm not telling you that to discourage you. You still should consider this asset space because, 5 to 10 years is a pretty good retirement timeline for most people. Okay, we're coming up to the end of the show. I hope you learned something this week. The ability to use your retirement money, your existing retirement money, is what can set you free, help you achieve financial freedom. In fact, it'll be twice the financial freedom that you're going to achieve if you rip the Band-Aid off and write that check to the IRS. In any event, we will be returned next week. Tomorrow, join us at 7 a.m. right here on AM 700. And we're going to be discussing specifically about these special investments, the real estate private partnership syndication that you can invest your funds in, including your current retirement funds. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of the Be a Planner Show right here on AM 700 KSEV.